Okay, tell me if I got this straight. Some big, abominable snowman monster yeti thingy stole the braces of bruising. And there's also a good chance one of the heroes is up there by where he lives?
I'm afraid so.
Oi, Mika, you sure you need those braces back?
Yes, Pork, I need them back. And we're all going to go get them together.
It's too dangerous, child. Have you forgotten that I trained you? Yetis are ancient, powerful creatures. I gave it everything I had. But in the end, I wasn't able to stop him from destroying our entire village.
Maybe we won't even have to deal with the Yeti. We can try to sneak in and find the bracers and the crystal, and then sneak right back out.
And what if the Yeti discovers you?
Well, we happen to have a very clever teammate who seems to think he can outsmart tough enemies.
Pork? She's looking at me. Why is she looking at me? Surely this Yeti can't be that big a deal, right?
Nah, kid. I'm sure he's a complete pushover. But we won't even have to worry about that, because I'm thinking we'll be able to sneak right around him.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Good. Good.
Your teeth finally stopped chattering. You warm now that we're out of the wind?
No, I'm still freezing, but I'm too terrified to notice.
We'll be okay. You'll see. Nothing to worry about.
Well, actually...
I said there's nothing to worry about, Mika.
Oh, okay. You know, as long as we don't make too much noise. Oh, it's so cold! Help!
Mika, oh, gosh, what is that?
It's snow sand. She fell into a pit of snow sand. Oh no, she's in big trouble.
Snow sand? Isn't that like quicksand but with ice in it?
Exactly!
Mika, you've got to stop moving. Otherwise, the snow sand will pull you under. Just stay still while we figure this out.
I don't think staying still is really an option, Aiden!
Pork, listen. Mika's moving around too much. We've got to get her out of there fast.
I'm with you, kid. But how? We ain't got nothing to pull her out with. And that snow sand is way too deep and wide for us to go in and get her.
We could maybe... God, I don't know. Wait, look. Over there. Is that what I think that is?
Huh? That red mossy stuff? I don't know what that is. Looks like some kind of plant. How in the world does it survive in here?
Pork! That's magma moss! It's super hot. That's why it's able to survive in this ice cave.
I hope you got a point here, kid.
I do. Quick, grab as much of it as you can and throw it in the snow sand. Be careful and use a jacket or shirt or something, though, because it'll burn your hands if you touch it directly. Hurry, hurry, hurry! Yeah.
Are you two gonna help me or what?
Come on, Pork! Faster! Faster!
I'm running as fast as I can, kid!
Mika! The snow sand should be melted enough for you to swim now! Come on! Swim! Grab my hand!
Thanks, Pork. That was close. But I'm still freezing.
Psh, don't thank me. Aiden's the one who had the idea to melt the snow sand so you could swim out of it.
Mika, there's still some magma moss over there on the wall if you want to stand next to it. It'll warm you up and dry you off.
Thanks.
So, still think Aiden shouldn't be on the team, Mika?
How deep does this cave go? After all that roaring we heard, I figured the Yeti would be kind of close.
I don't know, kid, but it can't be that much farther. Look, I think I see something up there.
What is that? Whoa, this boulder is huge.
Ah, great. This boulder's blocking our way. I bet the Yeti's holed up back there, and he keeps this boulder here so no one can bother him unless he moves it.
Aw, man!
What's the matter, Aiden? No brilliant plan to move the boulder?
That's enough of that, Mika! I might just tell Aiden to leave you in the next pit of snow sand.
It's all right, Bork. But we do need to try and figure out how to get past this.
Then maybe you two should work together and figure something out. All I know is I'm thirsty, so I'm gonna find some water.
So, you think we can move this?
But not without something to help us. Let's look around and see what we can find.
Aiden? Mia? Can someone come help me out over here?
Pork?
Yeah, kid.
Is your tongue stuck to that icicle?
Maybe.
You tried to lick it, didn't you? Because you're thirsty?
Uh-huh.
I'll be right back with some more of that magma moss.
Kid? Won't that burn my tongue? Kid? Hey! Aiden!
There. You're free.
My tongue's still numb, though. And I'm still thirsty.
We'll get some water later. We can use this moss to melt some snow and then drink that. But we need to have some kind of a plan for getting through this boulder.
I don't know, Mika. I've been thinking about it this whole time. There's nothing around the cave that can help us, and we're definitely not strong enough to move it. We might just have to wait for the Yeti to come out.
That's no plan! We'll just be sitting here waiting for him to come out and stomp on us!
Well, maybe we can at least hide over there in the corner and scoop some snow out in front of us so he won't be easy to see.
I'm with Aiden. He saved my tongue.
Ugh, fine. Then let's just get comfortable. We might as well get some sleep while we're waiting, I guess.
Does he always snore like that?
No. Usually he's pretty loud. This time isn't so bad.
Great. Guess I won't be sleeping after all.
Aiden, why are you doing this?
Doing what?
Helping us.
Because Glitch needs to be stopped. And I know you and the other heroes are the only ones who can do it, and I wanted to help Pork rescue you.
And you're only level one?
Yeah. Why?
It's just... I think that's actually kind of brave.
Oh. Thanks.
And, thanks for before. For getting me out of the snow sand.
I'm glad I could help.
Hey, did you feel that?
Yeah, it was weird. Almost like the ground was shaking for a second. What was that?
I don't know. Maybe the Yeti is moving around in there? Whoa!
I want to ride the rainbow pony. What's going on? What did you two do?
This isn't us, Pork. The ground is shaking.
Look, the boulder. That earthquake made the boulder fall over on its side.
Quiet, everyone, and get ready. Looks like the Yeti's coming out.